Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Ollie.
And I'm Chris. And you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey. It's Monorail Rye. And joining me today is one form of transportation, Monorail Molly.
Toot toot.
And another form of transportation, even though he goes by River Guide, River Guide Chris.
Beep beep.
That's right. We got the monorails and the buses today, like always.
Well, and technically a river could That's be true. A form of transportation.
A raft could be a form of transportation.
You are correct. Yes. That was just a very last minute. Oh, I forgot to come up with a plan to introduce them. So let's go with this.
Honestly, I love it.
All right. Let's go around the Zoom. Anything new in anybody's lives?
I've got two big exciting pieces of news.
All right, let's hear it.
The first exciting piece, I told you that I had put in for Banana Ball tickets. We secured them for my mama's birthday.
How many tickets did you get?
We ended up buying 15 total. Here's the thing. We sold off the first like five of them really fast because my mom had one of her paraprofessionals and her two kids that wanted to go. And one of her best friends got tickets and was going to take another one of our best friends and her husband, but didn't have tickets for her kids. Mm. So then we sold those two off for the kids.
So all the tickets are accounted for?
Possibly. I might have one or two if you're willing to fly out to Reno.
What's the date?
May 30th.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that. We're still in school until the 4th.
Right. I know. And so we're on a 4-day week, but like currently our schedule is if we have a Monday holiday, we work Friday. It's the only Friday in 2 years that I will have ever missed because I was like, nope, it's my mom's birthday. We're going.
I mean, I'm looking at my school calendar right now. I'm literally looking it up.
I love that.
What's the other thing of news while I look this up, Chris?
The even more exciting piece of news is my mother finally started listening to the podcast.
Hey, that's awesome.
Hi, Mom.
It's only taken almost a year.
Hi, Mama Stevenson. Yeah, I sadly work on the 30th, so I don't know how that's going to work out.
Darn.
You know me, I have to fly out the day before.
Right.
And taking off 2 days. And then... also have progress reports and then flying to Japan a few days after that. So to go
Ooh,
to,
I didn't realize you guys were going so soon.
We get out the 4th and we fly out the 5th.
Nice. Wow. So yeah, we took the rest of the tickets for the four members of my family. And then we reached out to my aunt and uncle who ironically will just be flying back from Japan that weekend. So my cousin is stationed out there and, He already got married, but they're doing a traditional Japanese wedding ceremony. So they are flying back to Japan for that. So.
Very nice. Molly, anything new with you?
Unfortunately, no. Boring.
That is okay. You did erase Bob Iger from your board, though.
I did,
right?
Because today is another Molly game day. So we'll have a new winner.
Snap. Hey,
just slap right on in there.
Before we get to your game day, there is some podcast news we have to hit up though first. So, number one, again, I'm terrible. I always forget to do the podcast news. So this is a week late. Wildcats is the winner of our retheme, by the way. So congratulations, Molly.
Woo! In that case, I get to put myself in the winner's circle.
Go, Molly.
For a hot second. Yes, I mean, it was like 60-40. Like, it was not really that close. I mean, 60-40 sounds close, but it really is not that close. Number two, Chris and I are officially signed up for the Walt Disney World Marathon in January.
Woo-hoo! So that was a hot mess, but we made it happen.
So podcast trip coming to you in January. So what happened is Chris got in before me. Chris, did you get in on your laptop or did you get in on your phone first?
I got in on my laptop.
Okay, so what did I? And I hear that typically you get on the phone first. So I think that's really interesting. We both got in on our laptops first. Anyway, Chris gets in. He's trying to sign me and Justin, my husband, up for the 10K. Just as Chris goes to pay, the 10K sells out. So Chris then tries to sign himself and I up for the marathon because we're the only two doing it. And something glitched where Chris only could sign me up under his account. About 2 minutes later, I'm in and I'm like, Chris, do I need to sign you up? And he's like, yes, please sign me up. So we signed each other up under each other's accounts. Then they send you this waiver. Well, once you hit accept the waiver, all of a sudden, my marathon ticket is gone. I don't have access to it. It's not on Chris's account, but Chris has his ticket on his account. So I was just up in like the air somewhere. Message Run Disney within 2 days, it's finally on my account. But I guess that's a very normal thing, is that if you're trying to sign friends up, their login, or not their login, their like registration kind of vanishes for a little bit until you message them. It's really weird. So that's the news on that. And then we were pushing into a kindergarten classroom this week. This is a little trivia question for you, Molly and Chris. Where does a lion live?
In a den?
No, like think of ecos, like where they actually live.
Oh.
So my immediate response is in the jungle, but I feel like that is incorrect. Is it the savannah?
They live in a savanna.
Hey, I did get it right.
The Lion King has been lying to us for 30 years.
And yet, the urge to sing in the jungle is always just a wee mo way.
A
I
wee
know.
moway, a wee moway, a
But
wee
yeah, it
moway.
should be in the savannah, the mighty savannah, not the jungle.
Yeah, that just
Why?
doesn't, as a music kid, that just doesn't work. I'm
I
sorry.
know. Way to go, Elton John. You got it wrong. Anyway, moving on. That is all the podcast news I have and fun trivia that I have. We are getting ready for the Molly game day. Molly,
Oh, right.
the podcast is yours.
Okay, first, I am so thankful for this honor. I'd like to thank my friends and my family for the vote of confidence to get me to this point to run another game day. I'm very excited. Today's game day will be a restaurant review game where I will be sharing restaurant reviews for dining restaurants, of course, on Walt Disney World property. I do apologize, Disneyland. I frankly did not eat at any of the restaurants when I was there. So I decided to go with
Let's try that
just.
again. How do you not eat at any of the restaurants while you're at Disneyland?
I was only there for like a really, really short amount of time. So I didn't get to enjoy any of the sit down ones. I think I just had like, I think honestly, guys, I think I just survived on Mickey pretzels, which is like not ideal.
I think I've
But
only ever dined at two Disney. No, I take it back. Three, because Lamplight Lounge. Always got to go to
Lamplight,
Lamplight Lounge. We did the.
Splitsville.
That's downtown Disney. I don't think that
Okay,
really counts.
fair enough, I guess.
What's
Also, it's like a
the
chain.
yeah, true. What's the
True-ish.
bayou?
The Blue Bayou,
Blue Bayou. And then
which
what's the little quick service next to that? I've ate there too, now that I think about it.
I can't think of the quick services
Oh,
name, but I know what
I
you're
ate
talking
there.
about.
I ate there too. And yes.
And there's another little place that I sat down and ate, like right next to that too, but I forget what
Didn't
it's
you guys go
called.
to Oga's?
I mean, we didn't eat, we drank.
Oh, I didn't know because I was gone by that point. So,
No, we drank.
okay.
I'm gonna look up
Excellent.
this other restaurant now, but continue, Molly.
Excellent, of course. Well, of course. So, again, restaurant reviews. I'll be sharing the restaurant reviews and what my friends here will get to guess. Oh, I need a buzzer. Sorry. Pause the
Do you need the
podcast.
Buzz In app? I can send it to you.
Do we want to do buzzers? That's
That's
a
your
choice.
call. This is your game day.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go back and forth.
Okay, that's fine.
Fine with us.
We'll do the. Oh, I don't know if I've got the Disney app.
Have you ate at the Cozy Cone? I mean, I know that's quick service, but
Oh, yeah.
I was like, are you asking me or her? Because
I know
yeah,
you have, Chris. We've done it together.
I think I did the Cozy Cone and I did the other one. Again, the one that was next to
Blue Bayou.
yes, thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking those up right now. I'm trying to get the map up.
I love me some good cozy cone food. I found, and of course, I don't know where I put it now, but like last week I was cleaning and I found my oil can, Ryan.
Oh, did you? I have mine
Yeah.
somewhere.
Cool. Alrighty. Here's how we're gonna decide first player. gentlemen. In fairness of Disneyland getting absolutely shafted in this game, we will go based off of Disneyland wait times.
Oh gosh,
Okay.
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 So I have ate at River. Oh wait, sorry. Riverbell Terrace, because
Got
that
it. Okay.
was a part of like the dining package with Fantasmic. You got priority
Okay.
seating, and then the other place is Cafe Orleans that we're talking about,
Okay.
right?
Yes. And then we ate at another.
Well, no, it was Tiana. It's Tiana's place now, but it was whatever Tiana's place was prior to that.
Okay. And I think we ate there with my best friend Chris when we went down there in 2016.
Probably.
That and we had like barbecue and got us some mint juleps.
Yeah, mint julep bar is the best.
Woo. All right.
Okay, Molly,
Disneyland,
sorry.
let's do
We
this.
are back to you.
Excellent. Well, speaking of Blue Bayou, let's just go ahead and let's just try guessing what Pirates wait time is. Sorry, I gotta find it.
Okay, so it is 1:45 there right now.
Correct.
And we're doing Disneyland.
Disneyland.
45.
Disneyland, Pirates of the Caribbean. Ryan, my apologies for interrupting. You
It's
were saying
fine.
45?
45.
You stole my answer.
Ha.
Don't know if I want to go higher or lower on this.
I think I'd go lower if I were you.
That's kind of how I'm feeling. I'm going to go 30.
I, unfortunately, Chris, higher was the way to go. Ryan, you technically are closer. The wait time is 70 minutes currently.
Whoa.
And I literally was going 15 either way because I thought 60.
Well, I was thinking like 35. So, yikes.
Dang.
Okay.
See, it's what
These
I get for
math
listening to
skills.
Ryan.
Sorry. It's okay.
It's sabotage. See, he's trying to win.
I know. I knew what was going on there.
It won't last long.
Alrighty. Well, gentlemen, here are the rules of the game before we get into the first question. Now, there are going to be 4 points available on each question. If you miss an answer, your opponent will get the chance to steal. If a point is not collected, it's mine. I take it.
Perfect.
Got
Love it.
it?
10 out of
The
10.
four, thank you. The 4 points available are for the restaurant name, the park slash resort location. So, yes. Resorts are included in this. The review stars, and then the average stars for the restaurant. And for that, I will give you a 0.3 variance on that one. For reference, all of these were also Google reviews. So all of these are only within 1 star numbers. So no 0.5s or anything like that, except when speaking about the average stars, by the way.
Got it.
With that, there's also a new feature that I'm adding to game day here.
Oh, goodness.
Zippity doo-dah, y'all. These little tokens here are your votes of confidence tokens. So
Oh.
if it is your turn and you are extra confident in your answer, you are allowed to use one of your vote of confidence tokens and double your points.
Oh, okay.
If you're wrong, however, you lose points for each wrong guess.
Perfect.
So, and those will stay right there. If you want to use them, just let me know. But they'll be safe and sound right there.
Hey,
You don't have to
Molly.
worry about them.
I have to say, like, I know we've known each other for a while now, but I've got friends that I've known for my entire life that still spell my name with a C. So thank you for getting the K up there.
Hey, man, listen, as someone whose last name gets misspelled constantly, I'm here for you, buddy.
I remember I wrote it down one time, all and you were like, "Oh my God, we're best friends. You spelled it right."
Yes.
Like, Ryan laughs at me, but the minute she put that K up there, I was like, "Aw, he remembered."
Okay, and can I clarify, is this Disney World or Disneyland or both?
This is only Disney World.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I think you already
Correct.
explained that, but I just wanted to get it in my
Yes,
head.
of course. For extra confirmation, this is only Disney World.
You can't read my sticky note, but I wrote down everything you said.
Thank you.
I mean, I wrote down the 4 points and the four things that I need, so.
Alrighty. Well, with that, are there any outstanding questions, comments, concerns, and/or junk mail, gentlemen?
I do not believe so.
Nope, we're good.
Excellent. Also, for our viewers at home, I think it's important for everyone to know that I put on an extra fun shirt today because I knew it was going to be game day.
Well, if we're talking shirts, mine says Talk Disney to me.
Oh, heck yeah.
And here I am in my post-running gear.
Hey, but you do have that
Went
Disney
to, I was gonna
representation,
say,
though.
you got the Mickey Mouse hat
I
going.
got the Mickey hat on.
So we're all fun in our own special ways. Alrighty, and with that, oh, also, there are 16 reviews we will be reviewing
Okay.
today.
All right.
Alrighty, first one. One of my favorite Disney meals. Really enjoyed the sushi, and being able to watch the fireworks from our table was amazing. If you do not get lucky with a window table, it is no problem because you can watch from the balcony. I have been here many times, and the food is always great.
Well, it's gotta be sushi. You think this is about sushi? I have no idea what serves sushi. The only park that does fireworks anymore is Magic Kingdom. Well, no, Epcot. Oh, it's got to be Epcot. Okay, so it's Epcot is the park. I don't know the name of the restaurant. I'm gonna say it's somewhere in the Japan Pavilion. Let's say it's a 4-star rating, and the overall is a 4.4.
All right, Ryan, my friend, you got 1 point. And it
Oh,
was for the average stars.
stop.
Wait, what?
Good luck, Chris.
All right,
Yeah.
Chris.
What other park sells sushi?
Okay, well, remember, it can be resorts too, but I'm still thrown off.
Well, okay, well,
I'm trying to think now.
does it sell sushi though?
I don't think that one does. If we're both thinking the one I think we're thinking.
You know what's really funny is all
This
of
needs to
these
be Ryan
reviews.
and
I think this is so funny. I picked all of these reviews very specifically because I'm like, oh, this is like it's either a very entertaining review or it's got like a specific clue in it that I think is interesting.
I think we need to play Ryan
Continue.
and Chris versus Molly.
Right. Really, though. Okay, so fireworks. And she said on the balcony. You said balcony, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just making sure it wasn't
Oh,
like
then
patio or
it
something like
has to
that.
be then.
That I yeah, I mean, because oh. Do they serve sushi?
They have to.
Okay, I here's my thing. I don't know if we were thinking the same restaurant originally or not, but I am going to go with was it California Grill at the Contemporary? And which star rating am I guessing?
The last one is the review star rating. Ryan's last guess was a 4.
I'm gonna go 5 stars.
And Chris, that is what we in the bowling business call a spare. You've picked up the rest of the points. Congratulations.
You.
I wish I would have recognized balcony sooner because then I would have maybe guessed that.
So I was stuck on Polynesian for a hot minute there.
Oh, no, I was
Like,
like, it's totally California Grill. California
yeah.
rolls are probably what they sell.
California, probably, you're right.
that was the hint I was going with when it said sushi. I'm like, oh, like sushi, like California rolls, California Grill,
Which, ironically, the hint that gave it away was
the
balcony.
balcony, which
Yeah.
is not what I was going for.
Which Chris and I have done. We
Yeah, we
literally
have.
watched the fireworks from that balcony.
Was fantastic.
Incredible. Well, Chris,
We
it's
didn't get
time for.
the
No, we did not.
We'll see. Now we know it's good.
Yeah, next time.
Next time. All righty, Chris, are you ready for this next
Post-marathon
one?
meal. Let's do it.
Very true. All righty. An absolutely amazing place. The restaurant is all outdoors, but the theming is on point. I enjoyed sitting in a giant baby bell. The kids' grilled cheese and tater tots was amazing. The size was plentiful for an adult and truly delicious. The value for money was also exceptional, and they allow you to swap fruit for two lots of tater tots if you so wish. Outstanding. Double up on tater tots. Let's go.
Baby Bell.
I know Baby Bell is what, like.
It's got to be something at Liberty, but I'm trying to think. I keep forgetting that it's not Ryan and Molly or Ryan and Chris versus Molly. It is Ryan versus Chris versus Molly. So as I'm over here talking this out, I'm like, I'm giving things away, but that's okay.
All right.
Oh,
That's what I was
gosh.
thinking too, but I don't know, Chris, there's anything that's
Anything
seated.
outdoors?
Oh, wait. What's that little thing to the right of it that has like it's like a little fruit stand, but that wouldn't make sense.
No. Pinocchio's has a balcony, but obviously she said all outdoors. And that's Fantasyland. The only place in Liberty that I can think of is Harbor House, or not Harbor. What? You know what I'm trying to think? Columbia Harbor House? Something like that.
Are you in the right park, though? Now I'm thinking maybe it's another park.
Epcot, Adventures of America. Is there even a restaurant there, though?
I don't know, but that's where my head is going.
Right.
It's got to be one of those two,
It's
right?
got to be one of
Like,
those two. Like she said Baby Bell, and that's what I'm stuck on. Because the only other Baby Bell I can think of is like the cheese, and I'm like, there's no place at Disney that that would make sense. So, okay. I don't know the name of the restaurant, but I'm going to go with Epcot. She gave it 4, and it gets 4-4 overall.
I am so sorry, Chris. You get no points.
Okay, good to know. See, now
Um,
I'm wondering if it's even in a park. I'm almost wondering, like, Animal Kingdom.
that was what I was trying to think of, but
But the bell is so weird.
you're right. And is this the clue she wanted us to hone in on, or are we just honing in on the wrong thing?
She's trying so hard
I
not to
wish
give it to us.
I exactly I want to be a benevolent game host, but I know I shouldn't. So I
Where?
shall plead the fifth.
I'm trying to think of like what's the Chester and Hester's restaurant?
Restaurantosaurus.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, I'm gonna go Restaurantosaurus, Animal Kingdom. She gave it 5 stars. Wait, did Chris get no points?
I
He's
got
got
no
no points.
points.
Okay. And I'm gonna say the overall is a 4.7.
I'm sorry, I should have actually given Chris points
Chris.
on the average score because the average score was 4.1,
Okay.
and he had guessed 4.3. So my apologies on that. Ryan, you get 1 point for the review.
Okay.
Okay. Pause 1 second. Disney News, they just updated the fact that Restaurantosaurus and Boneyard will stay open through 2026. So you have Dinosaur,
Hey,
Restaurantosaurus, and Boneyard.
nice.
Sorry, forgot to bring that up earlier. Continue, Molly.
Alrighty, well,
Breaking news! Really,
breaking
though.
news. Alrighty, gentlemen. That was excellent thought processing, by the way. And Chris, I am so sorry when you said the only other Baby Bell you could think of was the cheese. I wanted to scream because that is exactly what they were referring to. Because this is, review was for Woody's Lunchbox at Hollywood Studios.
And
That
you know what's
makes
funny?
perfect sense.
Before I got stuck on Liberty Bell, the only place I could think of that had outdoor restaurant was Woody's Lunchbox.
So the other thing was, so I Hollywood was out of my mind completely, but what's the little stand in Magic Kingdom across from like Pecos Bill's?
Oh.
That's the other one I was thinking of.
Okay, but that's Adventureland.
True, but I just was like, eh, maybe.
But yeah,
Yeah.
I see what you're
I
saying.
my head was on the tots.
Fair.
Exactly. And their head was also on the tots. I mean,
Yes,
swapping
right.
a fruit for two lots of tater tots?
And
Hello.
that's what should have
Oh,
given it away right
two
there.
lots of
Lots of
tater
tater
tots.
tots.
Dang it.
Oh,
Alrighty.
man.
All
All
right,
right, Ryan.
gentlemen.
All
I need
right, are you ready?
subtitles on what Molly is saying so I can read it too.
If you want, I can start posting them in the Zoom chat.
No, do not. That's fine.
I know. I'm like,
Great.
can I do live subtitles? Is that a thing?
I think you can, but it's delayed, obviously.
Right.
Alrighty. And if you need me to repeat it, please do, because I know I sometimes have mush mouth.
It's fine. You're
Alrighty.
good.
Are you ready? This
Yes.
one's a fun one. I thought
Okay.
this one made me laugh on like a cosmic level a little bit. When you enter, it smells like smoked oak wood. The decor is dated. The lights are very dim. The food is mediocre. Save your money. It's overpriced and the food is nothing to brag about. The lady who played the harp took several breaks so the ambiance wasn't constant.
You know where my head went at first? Hoop-dee-doo review.
Right, same.
Because honestly, the food's not that great. But there's no harp player. The harp player is what's getting me.
I feel like the only harp player I know of is the Grand.
I was thinking that, or is there one at Wilderness Lodge?
Not that I remember, but that doesn't mean anything.
Okay, because I was thinking Whispering Canyon for a second.
Right. Also, I turned captions on. Is it you guys saying that too, or just me?
Oh no, I think I have to do it as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you go to more and then captions, it'll do it. So let me think. Heart player, I would agree. It's got to be California. Grand Californian. Oh my God. Grand Floridian.
Wrong side of the country, sir.
Or is it one in Epcot? Is there someone in Epcot that plays the harp?
Love how we keep coming back to Epcot
Because there's so many options,
right.
but I don't know any of the names of the restaurants is the problem. So I'm gonna go 1800 Park Fair, Grand Floridian. She gave it 3 stars. It's an overall of 4.2 stars.
Rye, you got 1 point. It is at the Grand Floridian.
Okay.
Chris,
Ah,
it is
crap.
now your chance to steal.
Number one, she gave it, the food's mediocre. She gave it 1 star. If she could have given it 0, she would have.
Her name is
like,
also Karen.
I was gonna say, that's just how that review reads to me. The only other I don't know the name of it, but I'm gonna say, was it, what are you thinking?
There's like three restaurants in there, but I don't know what they're all called.
Right. I've eaten at the quick service multiple times. There's no harp player there, I can guarantee that. I've eaten in the club level. There was no harp player when I was there. There's the tea room or the tea something, which is what I'm going with. But I don't know
Probably
the
right.
name of it.
Princess Tea Party.
You know what? I'm going with that. Was it the Princess Tea Party at the Grand Floridian? 1 star overall, 3.9.
I am so sorry, Chris. You have picked up no additional points.
Dang.
And also, to answer your question, it's not the Princess Party tea room, it's the Garden View tea room, is the verbiage you're looking for. But that
The fact that
is
we're that
not,
close, though.
that is not this restaurant.
Oh, okay.
This review was for Victoria and Albert's.
Oh, that's
That's the
right.
one. Okay, what did she rate it then?
She rated it 2 stars.
And what was the overall? I'm sorry.
The average was actually 4.8.
I mean, that
Oh,
makes sense being Victoria and Albert's.
wow.
Yeah.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. No, and
So.
that was one I intentionally was like, I want to see what the worst reviews were. There was such a small amount.
I can only imagine.
It was crazy, but that one I just thought it was so funny that they were like, ugh, the harp player kept taking breaks and it broke our ambiance. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you for real right
Right.
now?
So I have never eaten at Victoria and Albert's. I have smelt the food many a times when going to the break room because you have to go past the kitchen that does all the prep for Victoria and Albert's.
Don't know that I've ever noticed it.
But yeah,
Interesting. Unless I went to a
interesting.
different break room than you.
I have no idea.
Don't
Was it
either.
upstairs? Second
Yeah,
floor?
like past whatever the little bath bomb place is.
See, I never got to go inside. I had to go around the back.
Oh, okay.
So,
My rails are better than buses.
yeah, beep beep.
Rails, 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 rails.
Boats, 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 boats. Where's Claire when we need her?
Liner, liner.
All
Okay.
right, what you
Chris,
got?
you ready?
Yep.
This one actually, Chris, I'm not gonna say this for a lot of them, but this is one where if you don't get this one, I won't be mad, I'll just be disappointed.
Oh, great. Thanks.
The bread service, the bread service, the bread service. I cannot hype it up enough excuse me. I cannot hype it up enough. It is so good. I came here just for that only. The staff is nice, and usually it is less busy than Tiffin's. The cocktails were good. Nothing to go out of your, sorry, nothing to go out of your way for.
Okay. So. Tells me it's Animal Kingdom, which now I have to think back to my days of what is there to eat at Animal Kingdom that isn't Flame Tree Barbecue.
Rainforest Cafe.
Nobody's going to Rainforest for the bread service. Maybe the
Bread service at the
cockroaches.
Rainforest Cafe.
That is the superior Rainforest Cafe, though, if you want to know.
Absolutely, yeah. If
Yes.
you want Rainforest when you're at Disney World, go to the one at Animal Kingdom. Okay, so obviously not Tiffin's.
I'm trying to think of what that place is called.
Ooh, but I've only eaten there for breakfast, so I don't know if they have bread service or not. And I never ate there. So, helping Ryan out here, I am torn between Tusker House, which Claire and I did character breakfast at, or at Yak and Yeti. And I'm only torn between those two because she said if I don't get it, she's going to be disappointed. So, was it Yak and Yeti because that's in Asia where I worked?
Keep going.
Or was it Tusker House where I could actually see them having bread service? Molly, clarification question.
Of course.
These are actual restaurants and not bars. Hey.
No, bars are included. There are actually multiple bars included in this list.
Okay, see, now that adds Nomad Lounge for me.
And they have bread service?
I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've eaten at Nomad Lounge. I'm going to say no. I'm going Tusker House. I'm going Tusker House Animal Kingdom. 4 stars, average 4-4.
Chris, you got 2 points.
Cool.
You
That's
are
better
correct
than I
that it,
expected.
it you are correct that it was an Animal Kingdom, and the average review for this restaurant is 4.6 stars.
Okay.
And what did you guess they gave it a four?
Yeah.
Okay, so they gave it a five because of the bread service. And
The
we're gonna go Yak and Yeti.
bread service. Rye, you have achieved an additional point. Chris,
It is Nomad's.
you were so close. It was the Nomad Lounge.
Was it really? Oh.
Correct. You know where I was thinking if it wasn't going to be
That makes me
Animal
cry a little
Kingdom?
bit.
If it wasn't Animal Kingdom, I was going to say it was Ohana. Because that bread service.
Oh, yes.
But they would have to bring up the
Exactly.
juice too. So.
Right.
Absolutely.
Funny. I love Nomad Lounge, but I only ever go there for the cocktails, so I could not remember if they had bread service or not.
Wow. Well, now you know they do. And
I
it
do.
is so good. Can't hype it up enough.
Apparently
It's
not.
incredible. Alrighty. Rye, are you ready for this next one?
So ready as I'm gonna be.
Okay, this one, okay, I will admit this next one is a little bit of an alley-oop, but I thought it was funny.
Is it
Just
a hoopty
mainly,
doop?
it's not a hoopty-doop.
Dang.
You ready?
Yeah.
Pretty decent food. Price is okay for Disney, but they serve the best ice cream. Their kitchen sink is legendary. 8 scoops of ice cream, every topping in the house, and a whole can of whipped cream. You
A
gotta
whole
see it
can.
to believe it.
All right, so this is on the boardwalk, everybody. This is Beaches and Cream. It is a 5-star review, and it is an overall of 4.8. I feel like I should get my token, but I'm also not that certain because I have not been doing well.
I need to fact check one thing. My apologies.
I was gonna say, I feel like there's one thing wrong with what you said, and I think she's gonna call you on it.
Okay. Yes. Rye, you have achieved yourself 2 points. You are correct. It is Beaches and Cream Soda Shop, and it was a 5-star review.
Oh, are you gonna technicality me on where I said it was?
Yes.
It's on
I
the
knew. I knew
boardwalk.
that's what she was coming at, but it is specifically at the Beach Club. As soon as you said boardwalk, I was like, no.
I call Mickey laughs, okay?
Oh,
How do you get there? The
yuck. The
boardwalk.
boardwalk. Or
I think I
buses.
should get a half a point for that.
Hey, I will say when I personally went to the kitchen sink, I did not touch the boardwalk, but on technicality, I will split this point between the two of you.
Thank
I
you.
appreciate that.
So you both will get a half a point for this.
Okay. And I'm looking for their review.
So you were looking for the average v
Oh,
review.
the
Rye
average
guessed
review.
4.8, and that was incorrect.
Incorrect.
That surprises me.
That really surprises me
So
too.
that means that's lower than a 4.5.
Right. So I'm gonna go with a 4.2.
Wait.
Maybe I should go with a 4.1.
Oh, no. I was correct. Sorry, Chris, what's your final answer on that average review?
Let's go with the 4.2.
4.2, that will get it. It was a 4.5. Because
Wait,
4.8 is just,
if I
yeah,
gave
because
a
it's,
4.8 minus 3, that's 4.5.
well, because it's 8.76. So that's your 3-point variance, right?
That's a 2-point
No,
variance.
7.65.
I'm so bad at math.
I'm an English teacher and I got that.
I was like,
My bad. My
hold.
apologies.
Eight So Chris gets half a point.
minus three is five.
Chris gets half a point. Gotcha. I'll accept
Chris gets half a point. Chris,
it.
nope.
So ideally, Ryan should have got all 4 points.
Again, you can get there by bus or car or
Apologies on
minivan.
that one. That was a weird one. I think that's the only one with a weird location. So
The location is
my
not that weird. It's in
apologies.
the resort.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
Okay.
fine.
So,
I'm willing to give
but
up that point. It's
for
fine.
a quick point check-in after question five. Currently, I am losing with 6 points. Chris is our runner-up with 6.5 points. Ryan, you have 7.5 points.
Okay, all right.
So, with that,
It's
it's
Chris's
Chris's turn.
turn.
Okay. Alrighty. My apologies. I can lock in. All
Not a
right.
Monday, Molly. Come on.
I know. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's gotten into me. The sun is out. I'm excited. I
There you
put on
go.
a silly shirt. That's what it is.
Makes sense.
Alrighty.
Let's do this.
The following review. My wife managed to get us reservations for this amazing dining experience. It is a family-style feast with characters that come to your table. The food was awesome. If you leave hungry, it's your own fault. It was $67 per adult, but for the amount of food, the atmosphere, it is a revolving restaurant with a wooded motif off to the sides, and the characters, Mickey, Goofy, Chip, and Dale. I can't wait to go back for another Disney trip. I dislike turkey a lot and I couldn't stop eating it. Most of the stuff is grown in the land garden.
Oh, well, that tells you what
Okay,
park it is.
so Epcot. Wooden motif, revolving restaurant.
What is that place called?
It's not Space 280 or whatever because
220.
220. Hey, I was close.
You were.
I was only
You were.
60 off. But we know it's not Space 220 because I don't think they have a wooden motif. And they don't do characters. Trying to think of what else spins. The only other thing I can think of that spins right now is Carousel of Progress, and I don't remember them putting a restaurant in there.
I know where it is. I don't know what it's called.
Epcot. I'm gonna go with 4 stars with an overall of 4.5.
Are you intentionally not guessing a restaurant name, or did you want to throw away?
I know it's not correct, but let's say Garden Grill just for Mickey's and giggles.
Okay, and sorry to confirm for the overall review, did you say
4.5. 4.5. So
sorry,
four
and then
point
for the eight to 4.2.
sorry, stop. Okay, sorry, and then for your guess on the reviews,
4 star.
4 stars. Chris, you actually got 3 points right off the bat there. It is the Garden Grill
What?
at Epcot. You are
Because
exactly
literally,
correct.
besides Beer Garden, that was the only other restaurant name that came to my mind. Like,
I kept thinking Sunshine something like Sunshine Terrace, Sunshine
right?
Cafe.
You're thinking Sunshine Seasons, which is the other restaurant that's in the Land
Downstairs,
Pavilion.
right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because Garden Grill's upstairs and you can see it from the land. Because I remember riding the boat and seeing Chip and Dale.
Okay.
Exactly. It's one of my favorite restaurants. And the average review for Garden Grill is actually 4.3 stars.
Heck yeah.
So, Rye, you had the final guess of what number star the review was. It wasn't a four.
Got to be a five.
Yes.
I almost said five, but I was like, nah, they can't all be 5 stars.
They can. They can.
They
They
can, and
can.
apparently they are.
Raya's someone else who's made one of these games before. They can all be 5 stars.
They can.
So, does this leave me with resorts then? For our game day?
Because I did rides,
You
correct?
did attractions, and she's doing restaurants.
You could do resorts. You could do,
Disney Springs shopping places.
yeah,
We'll
something
figure it out.
cruise line,
You could also do
something.
Disneyland. If the thing is if you do Disneyland, you just have to give like B a sheet in advance. Like no
Right.
information, just like here's the list of names.
All
All right.
right,
Oh,
Ryan's up.
you can
Ryan's
also do
up.
international parks too, Chris.
Oh yeah, because we're all gonna struggle with that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do the classics, right? Space Mountain, Big
Right.
Thunder.
We'd have to do it before June when you go to Japan.
Yeah.
Very true. All righty. Rye, are you ready?
I am ready.
Excellent. Love the Carnival Cruise and Universal Studios people that give this establishment a 1-3 star. This is a diner. Repeat, a diner. That's the concept. Apparently, they've never been to a drive-in movie theater. Typical type that will throw trash out the window.
Well, Ryan knows exactly
I.
where it's at.
But what is the review is the thing. So this is sci-fi dine-in, obviously, Hollywood Studios. I'm gonna say the overall is a 4.6, and they gave it a 3.
Okay. Rye, you got 2 points. You are right. That was for the sci-fi dine-in at
Okay.
Hollywood Studios. Chris, it's all about the numbers.
It's always all about the numbers. They gave it a, what'd you say, Ryan? A 3 star?
I said 3 star, yeah.
They gave it a 4 star, and the overall is 3.9.
Chris, you got 1 point. The average was actually a 4.2. Represent, and this was actually a 5-star review.
I should have said
Wow.
five. I knew I should have, but.
I didn't know because it kind of was like talking about trash and throwing stuff, and I'm like,
But he was talking about the people, like his entire review is the fact that all these, as he called them, Carnival Cruise Line passengers
well,
are
yeah.
dissing on this restaurant.
Hi, that's me. No, I'm just kidding.
You been on a Carnival Cruise?
No,
Oh, okay. I
I
was
just diss on
like,
the restaurant.
oh, gotcha.
I only cruise Disney, excuse me, okay?
I was supposed to cruise Carnival this summer, but I'm not now. Long story.
Well, you got a marathon that you got to train for and
Not too.
pay for a weekend.
All right. All
Yeah.
right. What do you got for me, Molly?
Alrighty. Alrighty. Also, by the way, I want the record to state I did not put these questions in any particular order. It just ended up this way. I just took a peek at like the next couple ones and I'm like,
AKA, they're probably
whoops.
all Hollywood.
Or they all are like our favorite restaurants or something.
Yeah, alrighty. You ready?
Let's do this.
Just one more 5-star review for this restaurant.
Oh,
Honestly,
so 5 stars.
I wasn't super excited when my wife told me she made a reservation here. Looking at the menu, I wasn't sure what to get and wasn't familiar with many of the options. Turns out I had no need to worry. Our server was excellent and walked us through the options, ultimately recommending exactly what we ordered. The bread service was amazing, and trying all the different dips and flavors of bread was a great experience. The main dishes were delicious with strong flavors and great presentation. I hope next time we're in the area, I can convince my wife to go again. Honestly, huge win on the wife, by the way, how he went from like, I wasn't even excited to like, I want to go next time.
Right.
I love that for him.
I honestly have no idea, because when you said it's gonna be one, like when you said that no
No
particular order,
particular order.
I was like, oh, it's gonna be one of my favorites, and like, so I started thinking, I was like, nope, that's a buffet, so this does not work.
Right.
It's not Victoria and Albert's. We've already done that.
Does Ohana do buffet for dinner, or is it can you choose?
Well, they do. Don't they do choosing for your breakfast?
No, it's buffet for breakfast.
I
Well,
don't
not
remember
buffet,
ever.
but like it's a set menu and
It's
they
a
bring
set
it
menu they
out.
bring to you. Okay.
But dinner, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm just thinking bread service again.
I,
It's not gonna be Hoop because they bring the food to you for that too.
right. But bread service and dipping sauces. The only other one I can kind of think maybe, and of course now I can't think of the African word
Oh,
for
I
it.
have one.
Okay. Oh
I'm
gosh,
not
what is
telling
that?
you.
No, that's fine.
That'd be really funny though if that worked. If it was like, oh yeah, what is it? Oh, it's this.
No, actually, I was asking myself what the word was that I was trying to think of, which is Boma at Animal Kingdom Lodge. 5-star review, 4.9 overall.
Chris, you got 3 points.
Oh,
Heck
yeah.
you are correct. It is at Animal Kingdom Lodge. It was a 5-star review, and the average is 4.7 stars. But
Okay.
that is not the restaurant.
I don't even know what the restaurants are called there.
That bum was the only one I knew.
Simba's
Sorry.
Pride Restaurant.
That is an excellent, excellent guess, but unfortunately, that is incorrect. It is Sanaa.
Sanaa, that's right. Okay.
One of my
Funny.
favorites. I've been before. So good.
The word Sanaa came to my mind. I was like, that's not right. That's not the
Well,
word I'm looking for.
after your whole there's no particular order and then bread service again, I was thinking Andy's Backyard Barbecue for a hot second for Hollywood Studios. All right, moving on. Next question.
Next question. All righty. Sorry, I lost myself in my page
You're
here. It's
good.
unfortunate. Oh God.
Oh
Because I've got like,
no!
oh no,
The
I've got,
monorail up!
oh no, the monorail's stuck. All right.
Holding at 43.
Hold.
As
All
Molly and I
right.
both throw up the hold sign.
Literally.
All clear.
All clear
Get your
for
train out of my
question.
station. Thank you.
I'll get your train out of my station for question number nine. Food is actually pretty good. The cast are very, very talented, and the kids have a great time. If you're going to Disney, this is a must. Definitely see this show. Very fun evening.
Hoop-dee-doo musical review at Wilderness Lodge. We have a 5-star review and it's an overall of 4.8. Double up my tokens.
Ryan, I'm very proud of you. Hold on, give me just a second.
Chris goes, no, don't do it.
Let me take your, I'll take your token there for you. However, I have to do some auditing, unfortunately. So you do get 6 additional points.
Wilderness Campground. Dang it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, no, don't do
So
it.
you unfortunately lose 2 points. So you end
All
up
right.
getting 4 additional points there.
And
I'll
for
take
my one
it.
point, it is Fort Wilderness Resort, a
Dang
campground and resort, resort and campground, whatever.
I got
It's
too
Fort Wilderness.
excited. I just heard wilderness and I'm like, let's go.
That was great. Excellent, excellent use of the vote of confidence
Thank you.
because
Thank you.
for our semi, we're that's past the mid game, but kind of mid game check-in update. My friends, you were both tied with 14.5 points.
Woo-hoo.
And I have 8 points in case anyone was curious.
I
We are
was actually, so
curious.
thank you.
Thank you so much. All righty. Chris, are you ready?
Let's do this.
This one, I think you're just gonna run away with. The schnitzel was passable, not the best I've had. The sauerkraut lacked zest, and the spätzle was a bit overcooked. However, the entertainment with lively music and cheerful staff added much needed flair to the dining experience.
Wow, I wonder what it could
Yay.
be.
So you're right, I'm gonna run away with it, but also I'm not sure on the reviews. It is Beer Garden at Epcot, one of my personal favorites. I really want a beer now, thank you. I'm going to say they gave it a 4-star, and overall it is 4.7.
Chris, you earned yourself an additional 3 points. You're correct, that is for Beer Garden, which obviously is in Germany and Epcot. And the average review is actually 4.5 stars.
Okay.
And what did you say they give it a 5, Chris?
Believe I said 4.
What do you say, Molly? 4 or 5?
He said 4, I believe, if I remember
So I'm
correctly.
gonna say it's a 5 then.
You are so, I'm so sorry.
Was
That
a
is
3.
incorrect. It was a 3-star review.
Okay. All right.
See, they can't all be fives, and
No,
that's
they
okay.
cannot. They
I
cannot.
was so ready to use my chip too, and I
I
was like,
was.
wait a minute, I don't know
I feel like
what.
that was a pretty good review for 3 stars.
Right? Although they did kind of diss the schnitzel.
Well, Molly's accent made it sound better than it was.
No, they just have no taste because that schnitzel is amazing.
Typically, German accents make things sound worse, but Molly's made it sound adorable, so it's fine.
Thank you. Alrighty. This one's a fun one. This one makes me laugh.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
A great movie-themed experience related to the Beauty and the Beast. LeFou's brew was very good and enjoyed it. The cinnamon roll was a good and very large. The Gray Stuff cupcake was a big hit at our table. Definitely the most popular item. This is a great stop if you have a Beauty and the Beast fan in your party.
Okay, so this is Be Our Guest in the Magic Kingdom. I'm gonna say they give it a 5-star review, overall 4.8. She's
Right.
mathing.
Thank you so much. I had to double check on that one. Thank you. Rye, you got yourself 2 points there. You're
Dang.
correct. It is Magic Kingdom, and it was a 5-star review. And with that, we move on to Chris to steal.
I had a feeling. It is Gaston's Tavern.
Yeah, gotta be.
And it is a 4.5. No, 4.4 overall.
All right, Chris, you picked up the rest of the points there. You're correct. It was Gaston's Tavern, and the average review is a 4.3.
They have the gray
Okay.
stuff there.
They do have a
And
Gray Stuff cupcake. I
see,
was
I
more
was
shocked.
thinking Gaston's Tavern until I heard that, and I was like, it's got to be Our Guest. But the
I
LeFou's
was more
brew
shocked that
confused
they
me.
had tables, because I don't remember tables there.
They do.
Huh. Okay.
All
Right.
righty. Chris, are you ready? This is also another one that made me giggle. All
Okay.
right. Hold on. I got to get into character.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely.
It Sharpay.
Hey, listen. Wildcats won.
Right,
So I got to
exactly.
represent.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Absolutely horrible customer service. No fun phone number to call ahead and ask about wait times or anything. Took the monorail all the way from Magic Kingdom to try this place out, and they basically say, "We're not taking any names down. You can try and come back for last call," and slam the door in our face. If I could give 0 stars, I would. Horrid manners.
I think I know.
Well, it's
Think I do
not
too.
your
I know
question,
it's not my question, but I think I know.
right?
I'm gonna give it the 1 star again.
This is Karen's sister, Trish.
Yeah, right. Trish from Jersey. Everything's legal in Jersey. Sorry, Hamilton call out. I've been listening to the soundtrack recently. See, so Trish gave this a 1 star. I don't know why, but I'm going Trader Sam's at the Polynesian for a total of 3.9 again.
Ooh, you were so close to a sweep there, Chris, but
Dang.
you picked yourself 3 points there.
I was gonna say it's definitely Trader Sam's.
As
Soon as she said slam the
I thought it
door in
was
my
so
face.
funny.
Can't call up a reservation.
Can't call. You can't. All right. Well, Rye, you want to give a shot at the average stars?
The average star, and Chris said 4.1.
He said
I
four
said
point.
three.
Throw,
I
he said
said
3.9.
3.9.
Yeah.
Oh, it's way higher than that. We're gonna go 4.5.
Ooh, right. I'm gonna give you an extra point for that because it was 4-5 on the money.
Nice. So I went 3.9 because recently all I've seen is negative reviews of Trader Sam.
Really?
And it is,
Yes.
yeah, again, I went based on mainly I based on went based on most recent reviews unless I wanted to find something like specific or kind of spicy. And this is one of the more recent ones. There's a
Yeah.
lot where they're like, you can't get in there.
We took the monorail all the way over there from the Magic Kingdom. It's
You're, well,
such
I
a
guess that
far
is three
ride.
whole stops.
Alrighty,
Unless you took the express.
it's
You
true, it's
can't
true.
really, I mean, you can, but then you gotta walk.
Yeah, but like
No, I
it's
mean, I
right
guess
there. It's
three
not a
whole
hard it's
stops.
not a hard
It's
monorail track. It's
no,
not it's not.
Contempo, TTC, then Poly, so.
Yeah, deal with it. Anyway. This is finally evidence that, again, these are not pre-planned at all. Because this one I did pick out specifically for Rye, but.
It's my turn.
Oh no, it's Chris's turn, isn't it?
No, it's
No.
mine.
Oh, is it yours?
It is
Damn, that's
Ryan's.
crazy. Oh my God, you're so right. Dude, this is so funny. This is nuts. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hold on,
I'm
this one's
ready.
really. I gotta lock in for this one
Wait,
because this
wait.
one's really funny.
If I can guess everything right now, can you double my points? Without even hearing the review.
I could do that, but I don't think you're gonna get that, and I just mean that in all sincerity because I picked out this review for a different reason. It
So it's not 50s prime time.
is not 50s prime time.
Okay,
I'm
then
going to
never
save you
mind.
right there.
Okay.
I picked this out for a totally different reason, which will become abundantly clear.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ryan changed my attitude. This dude is a cool cat. I wasn't really having a good day until Ryan helped us. $75 to feed a family of five is a good deal. Food is good. Try the hot dog, that's a big one.
Okay, it's okay, so I'm thinking Casey's, but
Right,
they only
same.
have hot dogs. So what else are you getting? I'm gonna stick with Casey's. I'm saying Magic Kingdom, Main Street USA, if you want to be specific. Let's do a 5-star review because he loves Ryan.
Who
And it's
doesn't?
an overall of 4.2 stars.
Alrighty, Ryan, you, my friend, you cool cat you are. You picked yourself up 2 points there.
Okay.
It was a 5-star review, and the average review for this ristorante is 4.3 stars.
Okay.
Okay. Oh,
Chris, you
crap.
have a chance to steal.
Hey.
This only leaves 27 resorts and three theme parks.
Where can you get a hot dog?
Where can you get a hot dog?
Right.
I had to throw some in there that like I knew were gonna get me some points. Come on, guys. I had to give myself some freebies.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. And
Is
that one was
cool
just funny.
cat anything to like get stuck on here or
No,
no? Okay. Just
it's gotta
checking.
be
No, that dude is just a cool cat. I mean, you've
Okay,
met
that's
Ryan.
well, yeah, I mean he is,
Well,
but says the guy with the tiger background.
maybe Chris,
I will
Because I
give you a
have
hint.
another. Oh wait,
Can
it's
I
not
give
Magic
you
Kingdom, right? It's
correct,
not magic.
it is not in the
Okay.
Magic Kingdom, but can I give you a hint?
Sure.
It's a very much a non-hint, but you actually said this restaurant at some point earlier in this podcast.
Oh Lord. Like I remember every restaurant I've said this afternoon.
Obviously. Don't
Rainforest Cafe.
Right. That's literally what I was just thinking. Does Rainforest have hot dogs? I don't think so.
California Grill. They have a hot dog roll now.
That just sounds disgusting.
I mean, crazy, but at least you get to watch the fireworks.
Right.
It's the wiener roll.
Okay, so it's something I've said already,
Whoa.
which means.
Right, we gotta get
Do
that.
I
We
need to
gotta get
make you
this.
laugh that later?
We have a
Probably.
debate.
For no reason other than make
Alrighty.
our
Before we
listeners go,
get
what? What'd he say?
Demonetized, let's get this train back on track. Chris, I'm looking for a restaurant and a location. Where is Ryan, this cool cat? Where did he help this family of five eat a hot dog?
For $75.
For $75.
I know it's not, but it's the only one I can think of right now. Was it Yak and Y? No. I don't think they do either, but it's what I'm going to go with. Was it Flame Tree Barbecue at Disney's Animal Kingdom?
Chris, my friend, you picked yourself one additional point.
Woo-hoo! She's about to tell me it was Yak and Yeti, and I'm going to throw something.
No, it was an
Okay.
Animal Kingdom, but this was actually Restaurantosaurus.
Oh.
Because see, when I wasn't processing the Magic Kingdom thing, I was thinking like Launch Bay or
Right.
something like that. That makes perfect sense.
Okay.
All
If she had
right.
just said breaking news, I would have been fine.
Breaking news. Alrighty. Chris, it's your this is
It is my
your
turn, yes.
question. Excellent. Sorry, I forgot what accent I was going to do for this one. Hold, please. All right, get this
Claire.
train out of my station.
You know, it's funny. I used to say that exact same line when I worked at Everest.
Ours was close your doors, get out of my station.
Get out of my station. Alrighty. Romantic dining experience on the second floor. My first impression is that it is just okay for the price. I'm American and I love larger food portions. That being said, the food tasted great and was presented beautifully. The tables are a bit too close together for my liking. I've eaten at many places in this park, and this is not on my top five. One visit was enough for me.
Well, that just completely threw everything I had out because I was stuck at Polynesian Village. So thank you for that hint. I like American food and the portions were on the smaller side, so that tells me it is Epcot because second floor.
The Garden Grill. No, just
You're right.
kidding. She put it on there twice.
It's so nice I had to have it on there twice, guys.
Well, we do know your affinity for the land, so.
I do love the land, I do love Epcot, but we've moved on.
We've moved on.
We've
Okay.
moved on.
See, there's one thing I'm stuck on.
Besides this park.
I don't know that you picked it up.
Second floor.
You did.
Yeah, no, believe me. That was where I immediately went, okay, this is either Ohana or Kona, and obviously that is incorrect because it is not a park. So Epcot, I'm trying to think of second floor restaurants at Epcot. All I can think of is the Japanese restaurant that has no name that I can remember or pronounce for that matter. So Japan Pavilion, Epcot, he gave it 3 stars overall, 4 or 5. 4.2 or 4.8, Molly.
Thank you. I was like so close, but see, here's the problem now is I was like so confident, and then I'm like, I can't be wrong again. That would be so embarrassing if I was wrong again.
Oh my
Okay,
gosh.
Chris, you have scooped yourself up 2 additional points. Because it is an Epcot, and that was indeed a 3-star review. So,
Okay.
Rye, it is back to you for what's the restaurant and what's the average review?
Okay, you
And I
said.
will say, this is a hint that's also a non-hint, but just kind of a trend I noticed when I was doing my review. This is also one that has been hit recently with a lot of negative reviews.
Ew.
See, I want to say it's Coral Reef, but I don't think that's got a second floor. It kind of has like a split level thing, though. I'm going to say Coral Reef, and I'm going to go 3.8.
Rye, you have scooped yourself an additional point there. The average was 4.1 stars. And this review is actually for Monsieur Paul.
Oh. What pavilion
Don't
is
know why
that
that
in?
is.
That's in the France Pavilion.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
That would explain the American comment for sure. I was like, it's got to
Exactly.
be foreign food.
And well, in this one, I will say this was there was another review that I was this close to putting in, but I didn't want to have too many 5-star reviews for one, and this one was a 5-star review, but it was just so funny to me because it was a review for Monsieur Paul, the restaurant, but their server's name was also Paul. And so I
Jeez.
wanted to put that in there, and then I wanted you guys to have a moment of like, well, it can't be Monsieur Paul because his name is Paul.
We'll see. We never would have gotten it anyways, because neither one of us could tell you
No.
where that restaurant was.
No.
Alrighty.
I'm not
Well,
an Epcot girly.
friends, it is time for the last round. Each of you have one last question to answer.
Woo!
Isn't that crazy?
That
We've
is.
made it so
Can
far.
we get our point totals here?
Absolutely. Before the final round, Chris, you are currently in the lead with 25.5 points. Rye, did you guys hear that like screech? That was my baby. That was
No,
like,
we did
no.
not.
It was so funny. All of a sudden, all I hear is a. Rye, you have 21.5 points, and I have 11 points.
Oh, I was so close. I was going to say 12.
Very close. I'm very close. I could get 12 before the end of the game. Rye, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Alrighty. I'm kind of a big kid, but this is such a fun place to eat. I want to go back with my grandkids. Make sure you ask for ketchup. Wink, wink.
Oh, I
You
know what it
will
is.
receive 10 to 15 bottles.
Perfect. Okay, this is Whispering Canyon Cafe. I think it's Cafe. Whispering Canyon, no, for sure. It is at the Wilderness Lodge,
Not Fort Wilderness.
not Fort Wilderness. They gave it a 5-star review, and the overall is a 4.7.
Rye, I think that is the first sweep of this game right at the end there.
Dang, should have
Congratulations.
kept my token for that. Right?
Incredible, incredible, incredible. You are correct. That was for the Whispering Canyon Cafe. Kind of a give me once you mentioned the ketchup, but I
Always.
thought that was so fun. Of course, that is at Wilderness Lodge, not Fort Wilderness.
The
They're different. That's the hoop. The review was a 5-star review, and the average is 4.6 stars.
Wow, okay. Nice.
Incredible. All righty. Chris, are you ready to take us home, buddy?
Well, let's do this.
All righty. One wing is inviting, and the other can be terrifying for the little ones. Despite only having two characters, it's one of the better character dining experiences.
Okay. Well, this would be our guest at the Magic Kingdom. Overall, I'm gonna say 4-star, or sorry, they gave it a 4-star, and overall, I'm gonna say 4.6.
Chris, you picked up 3 additional points there. You are correct. That was Be Our Guest. That was Magic Kingdom. And they did give it a 4-star review.
Okay,
But
cool. I was like, I swear, if I got that part wrong, I was gonna throw something.
but you were a little off there with the average score. Chris or Rye, take us home. What do you think the average review for Be Our Guest is?
What did you give it, Chris? A 4.6?
4.6.
I don't think it's above
So
a 4.8.
you're gonna have to go below
I
4.6
know.
then.
It's gotta be like a 4.5 then. So I'm gonna go 4.2 just to be safe. Because that gets me up to 4.5.
Rye, you were so close to bring that down because you earned yourself the last point of the game.
I still lost, but that's okay.
But hey, you know, that's very cool, I think, in my opinion. In fact, this is actually one of the own or sorry, this is the only review I pulled where the review matched the average review, which is 4 stars for Be Our Guest.
Okay.
So, fun fact. And with that said, our final results are in, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to give a little bit of a round drum roll, a round of applause. So, bringing up the lead with Sark, excuse me, bringing up the rear in this game here and also being erased is unfortunately our game master myself with 11 points. It is what it is.
Sorry, if I knew we were erasing people, I would have snapped.
we'll do it next time. Sorry, my apologies. Coming up in second, but also our earner of the final point of the game is Rye with a whopping 26.5 points. And this was a very close game. Our winner overall with a very, very close 28.5 points was Chris.
Woo! Thank you
Woo!
guys. Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy, my parents.
Ryan for getting Fort Wilderness incorrect.
Right.
Because then we would have probably had a tie game.
Yeah, I think we would
That's
have.
so
We
true because of
would
that
have.
confidence vote. Oof.
I would have actually had to have used mine.
Yeah, we would have been tied.
Oh man.
Awesome. That was a great,
No,
great game, guys.
these
I hope
review
you had
games are so much
fun.
fun.
They
I
are
enjoy
fun.
these.
Yeah. Chris, that means you're up next.
It does.
You got 4 weeks. That's when the
This
next game day
sounds good.
is.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
TTFN?
Ta-ta for now. Yes, we can wrap it up. How did you guys do compared to Chris and I? Did you guys do better than us? Were you on the back burner like Molly? You let us know at dcpanonymouse@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram at dcpanonymousepod. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you've been listening to the DCP Anon & Mouse podcast. Beep, bop, beep, dope.
I lose? I lost.
I lost so
Love it.
bad.